This is the Morning Journey Rewind with Mark and Brittany. Never miss a moment.
This week on the Morning Journey Rewind, Mark and Brittany let you know about our upcoming partner invitation. You have a chance to win tickets to see Phil Wickham, and there is a new type of fitness class out there. It's called Kidulting. And have you thought about the song you want at your funeral? A new collaboration has created an opportunity for you to have an eternal playlist.
In April is our partner invitation. We'll be sharing more about this in the coming weeks, but this is an opportunity to join with the journey in spreading the hope, the message of Christ's love for each of us.
If you didn't know, we are listener supported. So listeners just like you are the reason that we are here every day, spreading life, hope, and music to others and really helping people grow their relationships with Jesus. And so if you want to be a part of that, you can learn more at myjourneyfm.com. You can also donate early if you'd like to. The red donate heart is always there on our website, and we would so appreciate your support.
I want to say a big thank you to everybody who has supported the journey financially over the years. We'll be telling you more about this in April as we get closer to our partner invitation.
Yeah, we're so excited. Spring partner invitation, April 14th through the 17th. We cannot wait. Kids Giving Day will kick off on that Monday, the 13th as well, where you can bring the kids by the studio to give. But anyone who's ever given to the journey, you are a part of all the stories of life change that you hear. The right song playing at the right time is because you give, and we're here and we're able to play those songs. And so thank you for giving. If you want to learn more or give early, you can always do that at myjourneyfm.com.
We're just going to worship, we're going to be encouraged, and we're just going to be together.
That's the idea. You're on the Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Hey, if you get signed up for the Journey Insider, that's a great way to find out about events coming up, what the Journey's doing, including some insider information on concerts.
And this time we are giving you an opportunity exclusively through the Insider or the Music Crew to win tickets to see Phil Wickham. He's coming March 27th. He'll be at Chartway Arena in Norfolk. If you want to go, make sure you're part of the Insider. And if you're not part of the Insider, that email is out right now. Actually, it went out today. So if you're part of the Insider, you can sign up there. And if you're not, you can sign up for the Music Crew to get in on those tickets as well, because that'll be going out next Wednesday. You get to vote for your favorite songs, and you'll have a chance to win tickets to see Phil there as well.
All right. So Insider and Music Crew.
Yep. Phil Wickham all this month.
Hey, if you haven't done so already, you can sign up for the Journey Music Crew. That's at myjourneyfm.com. That is a great way to get involved with the journey, and you're actually helping us pick the songs that we play.
You do. You get to vote for your favorite songs. You can see the top 10 as voted by you right there where you go to sign up at myjourneyfm.com. That email will go out once a month. It goes out on a Wednesday. It's going out next Wednesday, so make sure you get signed up before then. You have until Sunday to take the survey, and this time you'll be entered in automatically to win tickets to see Phil Wickham in Norfolk at the end of the month. So make sure you get signed up. All the details at myjourneyfm.com.
Good company makes for a great day. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
If you are trying to get back into fitness, there are so many different fitness options out there. Aside from just like what you can do at home, the gym, but so many different things. I've seen kettlebells. Mm-hmm. There's a trend out there now where the movements are basically to help you with agility. So like the exercise, basically you're up and then you're down on the floor and then you have to get back up and all
super
of that.
Super important.
Yeah. So, but there's another one out there. This is called Kidulting.
I like this one. I think this is super fun. And it also just reminds us of being a kid and the fun we used to have. Now, group fitness is a thing, and the benefits of group fitness are if you go a lot, you form relationships and then people hold you accountable. So you're more likely to continue going back. But in Kidulting, what they do is they do activities that we used to do as children on the playground.
Okay.
Like maybe they'll play freeze tag, so you're running around, or red light, green light, so you're kind of sprinting.
Okay.
Or wheelbarrow races, so you're working on kind of your agility and balance and movement there. Or my favorite is the parachute game. Talk about an arm workout where you put the balls on there and you shake it up and down. Yeah, that could be a good arm workout. And it's funny because on like Thursdays at the library when it gets warm out, they do this with the kids. And every time they bring that parachute out, they just have the kids like walk around because they're little. They can't really do much with it. And I just want them to leave it out for the parents, because all of us kids remember like pulling that thing over our head and sitting on it and creating this big like dome that you could sit in there full of colors. So I think I'd be into this Kidulting thing. It sounds like a lot of fun.
I think it's a great way to get people. If somebody has not been active in a while, I think that's probably a great way to get them maybe back into, if a gym is doing this or whatever, a fitness center is doing it. because it gets, you know what they'll say, I could maybe come in and do that. It would be fun. Then I can transition maybe into, you know, other normal,
like regular.
Yeah, that, because it just sounds more fun than saying, hey, let's go run on a treadmill.
Exactly. It's a lot more fun. I think it really does like bring back that sense of wonderment. And it's, I mean, it's such a good time to just act like a kid.
Yeah.
And then you're getting a workout in at the same time and you probably won't even realize it. You'll be like, I just played tag today. And then your Fitbit steps are like, you ran 3 miles. So I think this is beneficial.
Kid dolting.
Yes, kid dolting.
Uplifting and encouraging, because you need it now more than ever.
You betcha.
The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, this is something that we probably are not thinking about on a daily basis. I don't know.
Let's hope not.
That I have. But something that we all will face at some point, and that is, what music, what song would you want played at your funeral? Some of the top choices, apparently. Amazing Grace, the 23rd Psalm is one. What a Wonderful World, the Louis Armstrong, that is makes the list as well. Yeah.
I think that for me, I'd want something like upbeat and like fun. I don't want people to be sad. Like, I'm in a better place. I'm in heaven. Like, I don't want a sad song.
You want a party song.
I want a party song. I did see this recently, and I don't know how I feel about this. This is a very interesting product. It's one of those things like, do we actually need this in our lives? Mm-hmm. Probably not. But Liquid Death is like a sparkling water company, and Spotify, like everybody knows Spotify, have combined together to create an eternal playlist urn.
What?
So like,
oh no.
Yeah, you can put your loved one in an urn that will play songs.
Okay, so it's connected up to some type of speaker.
It's a wireless, like Bluetooth speaker in the top of it. It is $500, by the way.
Wow.
Also, not necessary. Why is it so expensive? Like, it better do more than just play a song for $500.
Are people buying these?
They are sold out.
Really?
I thought this was a fake thing. Like, with the AI stuff out there, is fake.
That's what you would think it would be.
It is not fake. And you can even click on it, like, if you go to the site.
The musical urn.
You can click on it, and it will take you to Spotify to build your playlist. I'm like, I don't know that we need this.
That's a bit much.
And a bit expensive, too. Goodness.
Hosts that make you feel like family. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Brittany is yawning, which opens up my question. Would you feel, you're not in your 40s, but would
not
you
yet.
Feel that that so far in your life that this time is the most exhausting time?
See, I have a 3-year-old, so I am exhausted a lot of the time. Expecting another child. So I'm even more exhausted now as I'm growing a human being. But yeah, I feel like the older I get, the more exhausted I get for sure.
Well, then you have this to look forward to.
Oh, joy.
Your 40s, according to what people are now saying and some information out there, the 40s are the most exhausting decade.
Oh, yay. I got six more years. No, four more years.
You're so tired, you can't even count.
I'm so tired. I don't even know what age I am. I've got 4 more years till I hit my 40s.
Yes.
But I guess I kind of get this because although you're not necessarily in the toddler phase, I mean, some people in their 40s are, but you still have your kids to take care of and your meals to prep and the household to run, and you're still thinking about all that. You're also probably mid your career, which is probably more demanding as well. So I could see that being stressful too.
Yeah, so that all plays into it. That's sort of like the mental part of it. You know, you've got more responsibility.
Right.
Some people in their 40s, they're taking care of an older parent.
Ooh,
and starting to deal with that. So
that's
a part
of it.
That's
a whole nother layer.
Then there's the whole physical part. This is when.
Don't tell me this.
Yeah, here we go. A loss of muscle mass.
Oh, joy.
Begins. Less efficient metabolism.
Perfect.
Fragmented sleep.
Yikes.
And then the hormones start going a little haywire.
Love it.
In midlife. So,
yeah, not only are you physically more tired because your body's like,
It's interesting because last week we had the study that had come out and people had said that what you eat in your 40s basically determines your health
your 50s, 60s. Your mental health.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So I've got 4 more years
to live it up
and do whatever I want. Then I'm going to be tired and eating salads every day of my life.
Start on a positive note. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
A lot of people are getting their grills ready for spring and summer.
Yes.
Another food mashup combination is coming out just in time for grilling season.
Look, we talked about Dr. Pepper and Jell-O last week. Dr. Pepper added again, this time with the Johnsonville. They are making a Dr. Pepper smoked sausage.
So this is not, you're not marinating it in Dr. Pepper.
No, which makes this sense, because if you've ever cooked a brat, you cook it in like liquid, so you could choose to cook it in Dr. Pepper, which would make sense. No, this is Dr. Pepper flavored sausage.
In the sausage.
In the sausage.
I'm not up for this. I love Dr. Pepper. I'm not a big hot dog fan anyway, but the, it's just.
Like, why are we doing this?
I don't want anything else in the hot dog that isn't supposed to be there.
I don't understand why we have to collaborate and do these things.
No, they said the, let's see, where am I finding it? The vice president of marketing for Johnsonville says, we got together, we made something fun, unexpected, and maybe delicious.
Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe delicious.
Maybe delicious.
Did they not test it?
No, I don't want to hear maybe delicious.
No, if you're marketing a product, the word maybe in there is probably not a good thing. So maybe I'll try it, but probably not.
Maybe not.
Start on a positive note. You're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Well, the Tampa International Airport got some people's attention.
Yes, they did.
A lot of people did not like it because they thought that this was actually happening. They had posted on social media on their account that they were banning pajamas from the airport.
I'm glad this is a joke because a lot of times, one, like, who are you to consider what is someone else's pajamas? Like, I like to travel in, like, comfortable clothes, like leggings and a sweatshirt or, like, a full sweatsuit. Like, that, to some people, could be considered pajamas and it's just leisure wear. So, like, I can imagine TSA being, like, pulling people out of line and, like, sweatpants and being like, no, you have to dress up. Well, I mean, what if your flight's, like, 9 hours? Like, you don't want to be in jeans for 9 hours. I think
we should go back to those pictures we used to see from, like, the 40s where people wore, like, you know, they wore their suits.
And
dresses. People got all dressed up back then.
To fly?
Oh, yeah. If you look at the pictures from back then. I'm just kidding. I don't think we should go that far. Are you a fan of, like, when you see people and they're actually pajama bottoms, if you see them out, like, at a store?
No.
Yeah. I'm not either.
I'm not.
I mind casual and all of that.
Right. But, like, if you're in, like, full-on pajamas, it depends on, like, I mean, maybe if you have kids and the kids are like, let's wear pajamas today, and it's like a fun family thing and you all want to wear pajamas to go like Black Friday shopping, sure. But overall, I'm like, leggings at least, if not sweatpants, like, come on, we got to at least do that.
Yeah.
My husband, on the other hand, I used to wear sweatpants quite often out in public, and we went to Fresh Market one time. And he was like, you can't wear sweatpants to Fresh Market. And I was like, why? He said Fresh Market was too nice for sweatpants.
Too upscale for
sweatpants. So now I don't wear sweatpants out hardly at all anymore. So I have been told it wasn't the Tampa airport, but it was my husband.
I turn y'all on in the morning when I get in my truck.
It's helpful when I'm taking the kids to school.
Here we go.
It's The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Don't lose heart. That is why the journey is here, to encourage you every single day. We hear from people all over the place every day. Somebody is going through something, whether it's physical or relationships, emotional, and they need that reminder that God is right there with them and to not lose heart.
I feel like it's so easy to just be discouraged today when you look around at the headlines and just the stress of life. And so there's a little like prayer that we can remind ourselves of to not lose heart. It says, just God, help me not to lose heart. When I look at the world around me, it's easy to get overwhelmed and discouraged. When that happens, I will take heart because you are renewing me. Help me to remember all the ways you are at work in my life. And that's such a great reminder to not lose heart, because sometimes we can get caught up in our circumstances or what we see going on in the world and forget that God is in control. He's got this. Like, we don't need to worry about those things, because worrying gets us nowhere. It just stresses us out.
Yeah, exactly. We need that daily reminder.
Your day starts with encouragement. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
The second movie about Marcy Me is out in theaters now, and we gave away some tickets, opportunity for you to be able to go see that.
Yeah, hopefully you've been able to get over to the actual movie theater and see a movie. I know a lot of people are streaming these days, but hopefully you've gotten a chance to see it. Hi, you're on The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
Yes, how are you doing? I just want to say I just got out of the Mercy 2 movie. So incredible, so powerful. Oh, so uplifting. Just want to thank the journey for everything. You know, just reflection here because went through some tough times with my son with a car accident that just about took him away. 5 surgeries. God's incredible. He's incredible. Just want to praise God and say thank you to the journey. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that this morning. Yeah. If you haven't seen the movie, it really is a story about fathers and sons. And so hopefully you'll get a chance to get out and see it. I can only imagine too, in theaters right now.
Your day starts with encouragement. The Morning Journey with Mark and Brittany.
The other day, Laura from Afternoons texted us a picture of this. This is not something I want to go try. It's a ranch milkshake topped with carrots, whipped cream, and then crispy chicken.
She said, Brittany, I'm not sure this is a dessert that even you could stomach. Now, the hard part about this for me is where it's at Great Wolf Lodge. Mm-hmm. And I've wanted to go to Great Wolf Lodge for forever. And my husband, Phil, said, we can't go without a kid. That would be weird.
Okay.
So I have a kid now.
Right.
She's almost 4 and I still haven't been. So I'm pretty upset that I still haven't gotten to go. This is where you can get this ranch milkshake. It's vanilla ice cream, ranch dressing. It's pretty cheap. It's only like $3, but
Could you handle that?
I don't know who's asking for this. Like, yeah, who wants a ranch-flavored milkshake?
That's my question.
Like, like, where did this idea come from?
There's all these food combos out there now. Like,
and
who's
nobody's asking for it.
Like,
we just want our food. We're simple people. Just give us our normal food in the normal way.
Just
and
a milkshake.
We will be just fine. And it's even topped, like, the whipped cream looks like it has, like, chives sprinkled on it. So, like, a savory milkshake? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, someone was like, it's really made with ice cream. I assumed it was like mashed potatoes or something. No, yes, it's actually ice cream.
So this is not this would not be a pregnancy craving that you would be having.
I don't think so. I think I'm going to pass on this one, but I will like to go to Great Wolf Lodge at some point. That's still on my bucket list.
Thanks for catching up on the Morning Journey Rewind podcast with Mark and Brittany.